It's starting the recording, so okay, we could be having Camtasia going. I'm not really sure. You never know until it happens. So yes, okay, I'm ready. So shall we go into the school?
I have a question. Are more people coming into our introduction, or because we thought if there are several people joining us, we put them into a spectators mode, so they can all just follow without problems through the school and have a flight around this building?
I really don't know. It's hard. We've mm-hmm. invited quite a lot of... I mean, we invited... You know, the way you throw a party is you invite everybody, so
yes,
that's
of course.
What we did. We invited as many people as we possibly could. It's a little early in the United States. Like, I'm not sure where it is
okay.
where Jeff is. It's probably about 6 in the morning there. Or, no, well, no,
9
a.m. 9 in the morning. 9 in the morning.
Nine in the morning.
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Yeah, back on the left coast, it's probably that early in the morning, so... But anyway, no telling, Torsten. And keep in mind also that I've got to actually be in another place at the top of the hour. So
mm-hmm.
I'd like to see as much as possible while we're here.
Hey, so strange question though, but was the server address ever shared?
Yes, it was.
I don't.
Okay. Did you recall catching it? Okay, it's in the event. The event that's set for the meeting, if you click read all, then you should see the server information is there.
Kathleen is here. Are they all individual images? That means, we don't have a PowerPoint like that. So
can we put the server address into the... let me see if I can get it into the...
I'm
live here. I've got mm-hmm. it. I just pasted it into my browser. So here, there we mm-hmm. go. Yeah, I just put it into Minecraft. So this is the address. And if you can copy that, you can get to the Minecraft server. And I want to say hi to Kathleen, who's one of our Minecraft participants. I can't see the participants list very well here. Okay. Not sure how to see if I can... As you get better at this, Jeff, you need to... There's something you can set that will give us rights to manipulate the pods, the chat pod. You can...
Do you want me to make you a presenter?
You could. I'm just scrolling down to just see who's here. We've got Tavish, Maxim. These are your students, right?
Yes, these are the students.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm getting a little bit of an echo.
Yes, it feels like being in that rotunda, you know?
Kathleen, you should be. Are you having a problem?
I am only getting an error 403 access denied. I don't have that permission to access the site.
Okay, well, maybe Torsten can whitelist you.
Yes, Florian is already typing something. Can you please give us your Minecraft name?
Minecraft
name. He turned off the whitelist so everybody can enter.
Okay. Now, can we also do something about the sound? Because if you're not wearing a headset, you need to mute your mic when you're not talking. Somebody's speakers are feeding back into their... now it stopped. Okay, I think it's okay now. Yeah, so either put on a headset or be very careful about muting your microphone when you're not talking. I'm hearing myself twice, and we're recording ourselves twice as well. With a lag. Okay.
Okay, the next picture, I hope you see it. showing our event. This was during the bar camp when we had this LAN party, and the students connected to this Minecraft server that was held by Maxime in the beginning. And I will just show you one or two pictures of the beginning, how it was designed. And here you see they all logged in and tried to work together and build up the school. I take another picture.
So this got started when you went to a bar camp, and you got the idea to build, redesign your school without that annoying rotunda in the middle.
Yes, the funny thing was that we would blast it with dynamite. So that was the funny aspect for the students. But before doing that, they had to construct it. So this is a picture of the first minutes when they started to construct the basic walls. And you see that yellow thing in the background. So that is the rotunda that was to be built first and then destroyed. So
nice to see the build from the very beginning.
Oh yes, that's why I show you this, because it gives you a better impression of what the students did, in fact. This is one step further.
Just to let people see in Minecraft, I've got Minecraft here as well, but we're looking, in my Minecraft, I'm going to the one I'm doing a recording of. This is the buildings that they were building. I've just gone over there, so I'll go back to your presentation. Okay, there's the rotunda going up in the middle.
This is it, and you see there's a Minecraft figure having dynamite in the hand. So that was one funny aspect, that they filled up the rotunda with explosives and then just blasted it.
Kathleen says she's still access denied on the server.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, Florian is taking care of her.
Okay.
Okay, they're working that out. Or is that you?
Okay.
Are you Florian? Are you the same? You don't know what people's... okay, Florian is not the same as Torsten. Because you could be one thing in Adobe and another thing in Minecraft and another thing in real life, so I don't really know exactly who the people are. Anyhow, okay, so while you're doing that, I'm going to wander around. Maybe I'll just fly overhead. I think I'll do that. Are we prevented from flying?
This is possible, but as I said, we wanted to put you into the spectators mode, because there everybody can fly without being able to destroy something. And then after that first presentation, we will have a look at the building as it was finished, and then I think it's a bit better to understand.
Okay. Well, I'm flying around now, just while you're helping Kathleen, I'm just giving people something to look at in my recording. and sort of talk to them, keep the chatter going. Anyway, I'm just looking overhead. I'm up on the roof of the Ricarda Hochschule now. This is where you built the rotunda. Won't be inside because you've destroyed it.
It is there, but we see it later. If you have a look at Adobe Connect, then you see that picture when it was blown up. Okay, so it was really important to have this moment, because during our bar camp it took a long time to build up the school, or at least the basic walls. And but we, as you see, saw on the picture, it was late in the evening, but the student said, we want to finish this, we want to have this moment when we blast it off, yes. And so it was a kind of motivation for them. Otherwise, maybe they would have stopped playing before.
Mm-hmm.
And to be able to do this, I... I gave them this plan of the school.
Mm-hmm.
You see the ground plot, yes?
Yes, uh-huh. Yep.
And with that ground plot, they started to have the basic shape of the school itself. So that was my input, if you want to, so to speak. And with this, they just started and had fun in the LAN party together.
You say it took them a long time to build it. How long did it take them?
Well, we started in the afternoon, and it was like 3 or 4 hours to have the basic walls and the rotunda, because they had to organize themselves. It's easy if you construct something alone, because it's just you. But if you're working together, they said, okay, one is building the rooms in the background, one is building the contract of administration in the foreground with the atrium and the teacher's room. So they had to organize it and keep inside this map, because otherwise they would have built something and had to destroy it afterwards for nothing. So I had several plans of the basic lines of the ground plots, and I gave every student one of them, and they just discussed how long is this wall, how long is this wall. That was what they had to figure out themselves.
Yeah. They're just high school students, Hochschule students?
Yes, we have a gymnasium in Germany. This is like a high school, I think, in the States.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, I get a message from Maxime. We should be able to fly in spectator mode now. So now, as you have seen in the beginning of our event, of our bar camp, we have a look at the school itself. Is okay, I'm standing at the beacon, but I'm alone here, I think.
Okay, I'll see if I can get back there. Alright, there you are. Onik is there.
Onik is Maxime.
Ah, okay. And I see some little cubes. Room.
Maxime, can you hear me? You have to activate your microphone in Adobe Connect, and then we can start with the tour. Yes. Hello, Maxime. On the server. Maybe we should all meet at the beacon.
Ah,
here they come.
Okay. Jeff is here. He's Reinald Zoll.
Oh, okay. It's not so easy to identify the people by their nicknames.
No. I'm Teacher Vance. It's pretty easy.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, Maxime, I don't know where Florian or Tabish is. And Susani is also there.
Susani, I believe, is Beth. No, is it Beth? Let me think. We just had... Oh, Susani is Kathleen, yes.
Oh, I see. So then
she's later to the beginning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we just follow Maxime. Maxime, where are you? Okay.
Okay.
Yes, I agree. If you see the picture of our school that Maxime just uploaded, it's not brand new because the whole roof is now covered with solar panels, and that's a very interesting thing that our school is changing from year to year, and so we have new inputs to change also the Minecraft school just to keep it up to date.
Are you planning to become architects?
Good question.
Looks like you could be. Mircea has just joined us. Maybe you've met Mircea at the EVO server. He's a master builder. We've just been riding his roller coaster in the server party okay. We just had. We're having a lot of fun over there. You can come back and join us there at some point. We'll get Mircea to show us around his builds as well. They're quite whimsical. Interesting. Do you want to explain the purpose of the redstone blocks for people who might be listening later? Halfway through the hour, so just reminding you of the time because Mariana and I are going to have to go and meet some other people on the top of the hour. Great.
Can everyone hear me? Hello, Tavish, yes. I hear you.
Mm-hmm.
before I'm even able to use the call, microphone is not able to
Oh, here we go. Okay. Yeah. Right. I see most of us are there. Like I'm a student here.
Important information for students.
Somebody found the number in Google.
A little lost because I was looking the wrong way. Where am I now? Yeah. Let's see. I'm at Linux Herr Gross office.
Oh.
Oh, here we are. I see you now. Okay. I found you.
Yeah. Here's the website. Here's the admin link that our higher teachers
to see you all virtual around my office.
I guess every time you add some furniture there, you have to put it here in Minecraft as well.
Yes, I'm about to.
Needs a roller coaster. I'm just thinking of Mircea. He's good at building those kinds of things.
I see. Well, but yeah, you see, the school is quite big, and there are a long ways to go. That's an impression you already get in Minecraft.
Thank you.
Okay. So we're back where the columns are.
Mm-hmm.
Is this the lighting you were talking about?
Yes, on the floor here, yeah.
Uh-huh, okay. Do you have something similar at your school?
No, we have some lights in the ceiling, of course, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Go up the stairs. Do you have such a painting at your school?
Yes, we have paintings at the walls in our school, made by students. Mm-hmm. Not this one, of course, mm-hmm. but similar mm-hmm. ones.
Yeah, the right side are the computer rooms.
Side vents, you see the lockers where students put their things mm-hmm. in lockers.
In case they die and have to respawn.
You see the lights as they are in the reality.
Okay. Yes.
Classrooms, there are subjects like journal English, math, and for special subjects like physics or chemistry, you need the special floor on the at the beginning where we have entered. There are not only the head host office or teacher's office. There are the special rooms for special time.
Library? That's how you do it. To the roof.
Yes, that's it.
For Kathleen, you can just look up and press the W key, and that should get you up the stairs. Jeff broke a door already. Mariana's asking me if I sent her my PowerPoint. I uploaded it to the room. I haven't sent it anywhere. It only took a few minutes to get a minute to get it up. So the answer to that is no, I didn't send the PowerPoint. No, but she's asking me, she can't hear me. She's not, for some reason, not listening. There we go.
Special rooms for Mm-hmm. Now I do have the option.
Okay, so that's downstairs.
Yes. Downstairs to the ground floor.
Are lost. Oh, here we're back in the columns. I am anyway. They say it's back here in the columns. We look like we might be in a lunchroom. I think we're in a cafe, the canteen maybe.
Oh, then here you went outside. Yes.
No, outside. I'm not sure. I see you now though. This is the road. This is the famous rotunda.
Yes.
You built it anyway.
We didn't destroy it. Well, they destroyed it in the party, in the bar camp, but in reality, it's still there.
But it's here, right here, in the build.
Yes, inside the building. It's like the heart of our school.
Or the egg of your school, is it, maybe?
As you see it, yeah.
So are people at the school getting any ideas about design from how you've reshaped interiors and things like that?
There were discussions about it, but there was not like a competition in art, which would have been possible. This didn't take place. But there was one point when this big hall was renovated, where they really discussed, should we destroy the egg? And finally they said, no, we don't do it, because inside this egg and right in front, there are a lot of presentations, and we have a big English drama group. They are making their theater acts there, and they said, this is so perfect to do it, so we want to keep it. Okay.
Okay. An email so I can explain my how I kind of let things stop now. But this looks like the Cliffs of Moher, is that what it's called in Ireland? Led Zeppelin has an album cover. This kind of structure.
I see.
I'm having trouble getting up the stairs. Why am I... I'm trying to fly.
No, I think we're in survival mode or so. So you have to jump.
Ah, how do you do that?
Pressing space and W.
Pressing space. Ah, yeah, okay. Oh, so, see, I'm learning as we go. So what did I learn from this tour? I learned how to jump. I probably knew that at one time. I just hadn't used it in such a long time.
You have to play the same football. And here's a...
Basketball? Sauna here?
Not yet.
Oh, I was wondering what was in that building. It looked like it could be a sauna.
No, it's for toys for kids to play, like football and so.
Okay. The storeroom.
Yeah, the storeroom for footballs and so. Vance, how are we in the time?
Yep. I probably need to be going in the next few minutes because, I suppose people are flexible. You don't really have to start right on time. You're not renting a building or anything like that. But they're supposed to start on the hour, the top of the hour.
I see.
I sent them the PowerPoint.
Okay. Is Florian telling us anything? I see he has a microphone problem. Okay. So when I see...
This is the parking place for the bicycle. Sometimes there are no place to park a bicycle.
Hey, what a lovely tour. Very nice.
Yes, and I must say, and I thank you guys very much, Florian and Maxim and Tabish, to be our guides and show us around in the school. And I must say, I'm very happy that we have something constructed in 2012, or beginning in 2012. It took about a year to finish the school. that we are showing now in 2016 to another group. I think that's a real success.
Yeah, and these are the builders, Maxim and Florian and...
Yes, these three were the main builders. There were how many students have been working there together? Maxim, can you tell us? Do you have something like a screenshot from Mahara that we were using?
Mm-hmm. Kathleen also learned how to jump.
Okay.
Well, I guess we're going to have to go in about a minute. Because it'll take me a little time to transition.
Of course, yeah.
I've got to go into Blackboard Collaborate, and it's not a formal presentation. I'm just explaining. I'm explaining learning together. Learningtogether.net.
Yes.
That's one of my projects.
Mm-hmm.
Explaining how it incorporates blogs and wikis. But anyway, yes. Go ahead.
Yes, well, as Maxim said, about 16 students work there, and I think this is one of the biggest success, that this project was held by students alone. There was no teacher guiding them, apart from the initiation, of course, but they did it in their spare time, they did it together, they worked in groups, they organized themselves, and this, I must say, has made me really proud that... Yeah, this is what we try to teach them, yes? Organize themselves and work in cooperation to do something constructive.
Yeah, that's really great. That's the message we're all getting and projecting through Minecraft, that it's just a remarkable environment. You can see what people are learning about maths and dimension and... well, anyway, it's quite obvious that there's quite a lot. And, of course, we're learning in our project, our venture here, the teachers, we're learning what gamification feels like and how we can cooperate and do things that we want to do and apply these principles to our own classrooms and students. So that's our reason for being here. Anyway, okay, let's see. Mariana has a message for me here. She says she's in Blackboard Collaborate, and they're waiting for me.
Okay,
I'm going to have to pack up my Camtasia, and thank you very much.
Thank you.
This is Torsten Gross.
Yes.
Very nice to meet you here. It was a lovely tour.
Yes, thank you, Vance. It was very nice to guide you through our project. And I will stay here a little longer. So if anybody has a question, I'll be here for a minute. And to you, a lot of success in the next scene.
Yeah, no problem there. Okay, well, Camtasia is saying goodbye. And thanks again for the tour.
Yes, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Everyone else can stay. I've just got to run off